This morning, we are going to have a session two, discovering an essence in causes and aftermath of conflicts. The MC of session two is Professor Keiko Sakai from the Tokyo University of Foreign Studies. Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the symposium, despite being so early in the morning. This is the International Symposium on Searching for a New Approach to Peace and Conflict Studies, organized by the Graduate Program of Peace and Conflict Studies at the Tokyo University of Foreign Studies. This is the second day of a symposium. So I, Keiko Sakai, from the Middle East and Islamic Studies Project at Tokyo University of Foreign Studies, I will be the MC during this session. Session two is on discovering the causes and the aftermath of conflicts. Yesterday, we discussed more about the new war or the new phenomena of conflicts. So we discussed about a more general framework, international relations, international studies. We had a more conceptual discussion yesterday. So should this be called a new war or something on the extension of the conventional war, or what are the new security issues, new problems were discussed yesterday. But to understand the framework, individual cases of conflicts and forms of conflicts should be studied furthermore, case by case. So under session two, of course, as we discussed yesterday, we'd like to continue with the discussions that we had yesterday, but in addition to that, then, for instance, what is the situation in the Middle East, or what is the situation in Indonesia, Sri Lanka? We'd like to base ourselves on actual dispute cases, and based on that, we'd like to think of what methods of solving conflicts would be possible, or what are the methods that are not possible. And on top of that, what are the factors causing the conflict? Is there any factor in common to all cases, or are the causes different case by case? So we would like to also refer to social and cultural background of conflicts. So under session two, well, today also we are having simultaneous translation as we did yesterday. The simultaneous translation receivers are available at the reception desk. If you need a translation, please use the receiver sets available at the reception. So please contact the reception desk for the translation receiver sets. And another housekeeping announcement, session two. Dr. Amil Hamzaway from Carnegie Endowment of International Peace, who was supposed to be here today. He is an Egyptian scholar, but unfortunately, because of a family member being sick, unfortunately, he had to cancel his trip to Japan. So today, at this session, we will have presentations by four speakers. And then we will have a comment after the four speakers. The first presentation will be made by Professor Anthony Obershall. Professor Anthony Obershall is Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the University of North Carolina. And I knew Professor Obershall because he's an authority of sociology, in particular about the social movements, in particular the Eastern European movements for democracy, when those movements started, the movement for democracy, he adapted his theory of social movements on that movement for democracy at East Europe, which was a very innovative analysis. And therefore, I wanted to invite him to Japan to hear his lecture. I was very interested in hearing from him. In particular, this year, he issued a book of the title Conflict and Peace Building Divided Societies, Responses to Ethnic Violence. This book was announced last year, and in there he refers to East Europe, Middle East, in particular Palestine. Issues were covered in this his latest publication. So today he will talk about non-conventional warfare. Unconventional warfare, Professor Obershaw, please.